Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade, thanks to Citrix. Online meetings made easy. Visit gotomeeting.com.au.
Yes, with Money News and Roger Montgomery. You are a seriously deranged man, can I just tell you? You are really.
Thank you very much.
No, that's okay. Should, I'll start that. Welcome to the program.
Bring people up to speed.
Roger in the ad break says to me, you've got to have a look at this new car. Points me out to a new car that he tells me it's a perfect, which it wasn't.
Sorry,
he says it's tall.
It is French.
It's a Twiggy.
It's a Twiggy or a Twizzle
it's
or
not,
something
it's
like
actually,
that.
It's a roller skate. That's what it is. You'd be embarrassed to drive around it. No, you can't do that.
All right.
Absolutely no way, no, you'd have that car. Roger.
Okay.
Good evening to you. Let's get down to the basics now.
Right.
Talking retail there, and of course we always talk the stock market. Anybody wants to give us a call, 131-873, and that is our number. Do you buy stuff online much?
I have bought stuff online.
Do you like to do it or not?
I do. But let me tell you this. I think the issue for retail companies in Australia, there's a couple of issues. One is, and I heard all the comments and I heard the results of the research and the growth in online, the growth in offshore purchases. I understand that. I understand that a lot of the surveyed offshore purchases that are being done online is actually travel purchases. So if we exclude travel, there is still very strong growth in retail spending online, but it's not as big as it is if you include travel. The issues are the Australian dollar going up.
Yep.
That makes everything a lot cheaper to buy offshore, and that's very difficult for Australian companies to compete with. But let me say this. Part of the big reason for the shift offshore is execution. Have a look at two companies that have retail stores in Australia and are going absolutely ballistic at the moment.
Yes.
One is Zara. Okay, so Zara's the Spanish fashion mob. So
they are astonishing. They're quite amazing.
They are astonishing. Now, they've got a huge, you know, very fast fashion cycle. Every 6 weeks, they've got new stuff in the store. And the other one is a company called Apple. Now, Apple are online. You can buy products. You can buy Apple products online. You can buy them online, no problem. But people go to the store. They've got an offer. They've got a product that people want. And I had a CEO of an Australian retail company tell me, don't believe all the doom and gloom you're hearing in retail in Australia. If you've got a good product and a great offer, you're going to do okay. It's not bad for everyone.
All right. Then I'm going to sit there and challenge all of the shareholders in Meyer, Harvey Norman and David Jones.
Well, I didn't mention those companies.
No, you didn't mention any of those companies. But I challenge all of those people to get on the line and have a decent old crack at Roger at this.
Yes.
Because as I sit here, Meyer shares this year, right, year-to-date, down 21%, Harvey Norman down 32%, and DJ's down 29%. If they were in my portfolio, I would realise that I've taken a fairly serious haircut.
And if you listened to me and you on this program, you wouldn't have those stocks in your portfolio.
Yes.
We didn't mention those.
Yes, well, that's right, because you haven't mentioned those. You haven't mentioned other retailers.
So I don't know why that's relevant to the discussion.
What I would say is, remember that these businesses, all of them have very traditional retail models.
That's the problem. I mentioned execution.
Yeah.
You've got to revitalise what you've got on offer. You've got to revitalise the offer. You've got to revitalise the experience.
And it was very interesting. I don't know whether you heard the interview I did with Mark McGuinness last night on the program here, where he really talked about that. And if you think about, say, for example, Costco, or you think about Zara, for some reason there's something a little bit magical that makes people want to go there at the moment.
Sure. Now, and they want to line up in the cold.
You can't bottle that, I don't believe. No. It's simply that there's got to be some sort of hype. Maybe it's the magic of being new.
It could be. But Apple arguably isn't new.
Oh, Apple reinvents itself the whole time, though.
That's right. They're releasing new products. And that's probably the thing that Zara and Apple both do. They're constantly bringing in new products. So Zara brings in new fashion products every 6 weeks. Apple brings out a new iPad and iPhone every year.
Something even more basic than that. They both own their stock and their inventory.
Sure.
Right? From overseas. They both
own their stores. They're manufacturing, vertically integrated.
They are. They manufacture, they're vertically integrated.
That's better margins. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get more foot traffic, but that means they're going to get better margins on what
they do sell.
You've
still got to pay your rent and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what, let's go and have a chat to Marjorie, who's on the line. Let's have a quick chat to her. She'll have a view on this. Hello, Marjorie. You a big shopper?
Yeah, I'm a retailer. I've been in retail 35 years.
And how is it out there, Marjorie?
It is absolutely appalling. It's worse than the recession in 92.
Marjorie, what do you sell?
We're actually watchmakers. Sales and service. Service is the only thing that's keeping us our head above water.
Okay.
It's interesting. So the sales of watches have gone.
Yeah.
Sales has gone. The shopping centres are still screwing us for rent. Their rent is almost half our turnover now.
And so that makes it pretty hard to actually manage. Now, what are you feeling from the people who walk in and look but don't buy? What are you hearing from them?
Oh, I feel that doesn't matter how cheap it is, they will not buy it unless they want it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
End of story.
Are you finding that people are shopping for products? They're looking, they're feeling, they're touching at your store, and then they're going and buying online.
Yes, people come to look. They use us as a museum.
I understand.
They come to look at the product, and then they get bring their pen and they write the model number on their palm of their hand and walk away.
Gee, yeah. that's a really hard thing to compete with, isn't it, Marjorie? Especially when you've got to pay the rent and you're to pay the staff, you're to pay all those things to have customers who are doing it.
Here's the interesting thing, and thank you for that, Marjorie. The interesting thing is, you know, what does it mean for the big mall operators, the Westfields and Stocklands? You know, what does it mean for their rents?
Is it ultimately that those massive shopping centres, and I don't know that they can all become this, become showcases for brands as distinct from being shops? Well, now, that's an interesting thing because this is like something's got to change. Something's got to give. Tell you what, we have got a lot of calls on the board.
Great.
If we take a quick break on right now, we can get most of them in. There's George, Bob, Dennis, Marjorie's still there, Harry as well. So we're going to try and see if we can get through all of those with Roger Montgomery.
You're listening to Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB, thanks to Ron Bennett Menswear. Dressing well is simply good business. Suit up now at Ron Bennett.
Yeah, welcome back to Money News. The sprint is on for our calls. George from Kingsgrove first. G'day, George.
Ross, how are you, mate?
Well, thank you.
Be quick. Mate, I'm in the food retail game. Mate, I've got to be really honest. Things aren't too bad out there for us. Mate, I can't believe how many shops are closing in these shopping centres. I don't know how anyone can go into these Westfields and pay those sort of rents. I really can't.
Well, that's one of the issues that you talked about, isn't it?
My friends at American Express tell me that restaurants and food are doing very well.
That's an interesting point. Peter in Barrel. G'day, Peter.
Well, look, you just summed it up. I mean, you can't really order food online effectively. Now, look, you know, this whole thing and that poor lady, I do empathise with her because I actually supply products wholesale to retailers. Mm. You know, the health food industry, I think, fares better than most in this market, but they're suffering. Now, people have just got to get over this fact that you can't keep propping up this Westfield tenant and then people walking in to buy. It's going to die.
Great
it's
comment.
A really
Thank
interesting
you very
much. Comment. One more from Bob from Greenacre. You've got to be 5 seconds, 10 seconds, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Ross. Listen, this evening you mightn't have enough time to touch on this, but I've got my concerns about superannuation. As you know, in the...
I've got to keep moving, Bob. I do. I'll tell you what. I think what you can know. Come back tomorrow. We'll talk about this. Does all of this affect your superannuation? Roger, we might even have a chat tomorrow night.
I look forward to it.
Excellent. That's the program for tonight. Thanks for Roger Montgomery's company. Thanks to your company as well. I'm Ross Greenwood, and this is Money News.